When the holidays start to feel a bit repetitive, reach for a Sprite Winter Spice Cranberry and put your twist on tradition. It's a refreshing way to shake things up this sipping season, and only for a limited time. Sprite, obey your thirst.
This is CBS, Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Behind the Black, Bob Zimmerman is here. We're going to the moon. When, Bob?
Well, we have a whole bunch of different stories here. We actually have three different stories about unmanned lunar landers from different countries and different companies and from NASA and what they plan to do. So let's start with Intuitive Machines. Intuitive Machines attempted a landing early this year. It landed on the moon in high southern latitudes, but then the spacecraft tilted over. It was coming in a little bit too fast sideways, and when it hit the ground, it was soft landing, but it then tilted over. And so it wasn't able to do much science, but they were able to communicate with it, but it wasn't 100% success. They now have another launch scheduled for January of 25. That's only a few months from now, where they're going to attempt to land their Nova C lunar lander. They've dubbed it Athena, and it will land on the rim of Shackleton Crater, which is at the very south pole of the moon. A lot of the media has talked about how the Indian lander and Intuitive Machines lander were at the south pole, and neither was even close, was not even close. But Athena, this Intuitive Machines will land right at on the rim of Shackleton, right next to the south pole. And they even has a small secondary hopper on board, which they hope will hop down into the permanently shattered craters and provide some data. It's also going to launch with a lunar orbiter called Luna Trailblazer, which is going to act as a relay satellite for communications, and that will also be doing spectroscopy of the lunar surface at the same time. So that's the first mission, John, that's coming up in January. But before that, the private Japanese company iSpace is targeting a December launch for its second attempt to soft land on the moon. I've got a map on Behind the Black where they're going to land. They're going to land in the high northern latitudes, not near the North Pole, but in the high latitudes. They picked a location for this landing that's in the Mare flat regions, and I think they did that to simplify landing, because when they tried to land the first time, they were coming in into a crater, and their software had some problems, misread the data coming over the rim and thought it was near the ground when it was still like 3 kilometers up in the air. So the thing turned its engines off and then it crashed. They're going to land in a flat area here. This is once again a private mission, privately paid for with private payloads. This company has contracts with NASA and others to do landings later down the road, but they need to demonstrate that everything works, and this is what this mission will do, John.
And we need the mystery of Viper. What is Viper?
Yes, so this is the third lunar land, lunar story. Viper is a rover that NASA has been attempting to build now for more than a decade. It had a different project name and was going to cost $1 billion. They renamed it Viper as just a rover with lunar lander separately built by private companies. NASA, because it was still going over budget and was going to be behind schedule, it canceled Viper. But people want it to survive, and since the rover is almost complete, NASA has asked for private proposals from the industry on how to use this rover. And they've gotten 11 companies have proposed ideas on how to get the rover to the moon. I'm sorry. And so NASA's going to review those concepts. I do know that Intuitive Machines very much wants to take this mission up to space. They've got that. I've described their next lander in January. Their competitor, Astrobotic, was going to originally launch Viper, but it's been canceled. Now, Astrobotic, I'm sure, is putting in a proposal here. I'm not sure how this is going to play out, because NASA doesn't want to spend more money. That's the bottom line. So can these companies do this without NASA major financial aid? I don't know. We'll have to wait and see.
An idle question, Bob, but all of a sudden we're getting crowded here on the moon. Is anyone in charge of sorting out who goes where and when?
No. And once again, I am always reluctant to have anyone in charge in these kind of matters. What does happen is there is some communication between scientists to try to coordinate their research. They at least the science research is pretty open, and so people know where people are going, and the idea is not to step on each other's toes, to try to be complementary in data if they can. It is interesting that the missions to the South Pole, Intuitive Machines missile, is going to land on the rim of Shackleton crater. China is planning two landers on the rim of Shackleton as well in the coming years, a little later, but they're picking positions on the rim slightly different. Whether we will eventually land on each other's heads, I don't know, John. And having someone in charge, who's going to be in charge? China's going to, and the United States are going to cede to a third party. No, that's not going to happen.
No, you gave me the answer. They coordinate because it's in their self-interest.
That's correct. And that's the way, that is actually the way freedom really works in this case. And let the operators talk to each other. When China refuses to communicate, they get a lot of bad press. And so that's forced them to communicate in this kind of manner. They don't want the bad press. And so we just got to keep pressure on everybody to communicate with each other.
A gravity map of Mars. Why do we need that?
This is based on the InSight lander that has seismology data and earthquake data combined with orbital data, and the orbital data was how those orbits changed as they orbited Mars. And what that does is it tells you what the densities are within the planet, where you have dense areas and less dense areas, and that helps explain maybe some of the geology involved. So I've got the map on behind the black, and it shows that the area where all the big volcanoes are is a very dense area. And it indicates once again something about how the planet formed. It's also important because orbital mechanics, when you put something in orbit, you want to know how long it's going to be in orbit, and knowing these slight changes is very important data. You have to have it. For example, the moon has very wide swings of density underneath the surface. So they call them mass concentrations. It makes almost all lunar orbits unstable. And so if you want to put something in orbit there, you really got to know that underground density map. And so they now produced their first density map of Mars using the InSight seismology data, and they'll refine this over the years, John.
And Perseverance. Now we have a personality on Mars, Curiosity. We used to have Oppian and
Spirit.
And Spirit, and they are parked permanently. But now Perseverance is looking back. Perseverance does a lot of looking back. It's a nostalgia kind of lander. What's it looking at, Bob?
Yeah, well, what's interesting about this picture is that Perseverance has been in the floor of Jezero Crater, and so it's got a lot of good pictures, and I'm a tourist, so I like to put the pretty pictures up. But what's happening now is it's beginning to climb the rim of Jezero Crater, so it's getting some elevation. And in getting some elevation, you get some nice views. And so I posted a behind the black. There's really a nice picture looking back, not so much on its route so much, but looking out into the rim and crater itself. And it's just a magnificent view of this alien terrain. And there's a dust storm that's been going on locally at Jezero Crater. And you can see the haze in the air from that dust storm in this picture. And it's just, you know, I'm a tourist, John. This is what we now have on Earth. We can be tourists on Mars. It's quite amazing.
Quickly, Bob, 30 seconds. What does the Milky Way look like if it's forming a powerhouse?
Yes, so there's another galaxy that was taken. Pictures were taken by both Hubble and Webb. I've got them on Behind the Black. They show that this galaxy, it's a barred spiral galaxy, and it's got lots and lots of star-forming regions. What's interesting is that this is what the Milky Way, which is a barred spiral, would look like if it was a powerhouse-forming star, lots of star regions. It doesn't have quite the star-forming regions that the place this has.
Bob Zimmerman, I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
At CVS, it matters that we're not just in your community, but that we're part of it. It matters that we're here for you when you need us, day or night. And we want everyone to feel welcomed and rewarded. It matters that CVS is here to fill your prescriptions and here to fill your craving for a tasty and, yeah, healthy snack. At CVS, we're proud to serve your community because we believe where you get your medicine matters. So visit us at CVS.com or just come by our store. We can't wait to meet you. Store hours vary by location.